Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an amazing show for you today. Now, you may be asking yourself, what makes these shows so amazing? And I have the answer for you. The answer is that we bring together a diverse group of people with diverse products, unique services, and we all find the commonalities on how we all can make this world a better place. So I recommend that you grab your notepad, grab your recorder, and take notes on the show. I also invite you to go ahead and share the show, be an evangelist, go ahead and text someone, tweet someone, share this message, because friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. Now, while you're doing that, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce our first guest. And one of the things that I always talk about is I read bios, I read the data, I read all the certificates and things that people have done. But what inspires me more than anything else is someone's story. And so when I read this young lady's story, I was like, wow, I definitely want to have her as a guest on the show. And maybe she can help me. Miss Jana Danielson, she is the creator of the Cooch Ball, which started because of her own undiagnosed digestive pain. So since then, she's opened up her own Pilates studio. She offers classes, but she offers people a way to relieve their pain. Good morning, Jana. Welcome.
Sharifa, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for joining us. I was excited to have you here. I was excited to talk about the Cooch Ball.
Yeah. Awesome. So, I mean, that was such a great intro. As a young woman, yeah, there it is. We both have it, right? So the story, I mean, you know how sometimes there is like an artist that their song goes to the top 40 and they're called an overnight success, but then you start to read their story and you read how they've been going to, you know, little bar for 15 years. And that's how I kind of feel my story goes as well. And so when I was literally in high school going through university, I started experiencing pain. And I think we all experience pain at one time or another in our life, but my pain was in my stomach. And I just always thought that I was more of like a nervous person. So like before a date or before a big final exam, I would get this pain. And it got to the point where I actually named my pain because I needed to have a personality. I needed to kind of have somewhat of a control over my pain, so it didn't control me. And I called my pain my edge. So when I would experience this pain, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to ace this test because I have my edge, and in I would go. But this edge started becoming more regular and it started impacting my life in a negative way. And, you know, as I was just finishing university, I was getting married to my high school sweetheart, and I looked healthy, but every day of my life I had pain. And doctor, 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 specialist, 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 I ended up with just more medication and less answers, to the point where I was told at one point that it was all in my head and I was seeking attention. And, you know, it was kind of one of those low points. You look back in your life and think, when was I like scraping the bottom of the barrel? That was kind of one of those points. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to have a successful career. And I thought, how am I going to have these things if I can't even, you know, walk down the stairs without being doubled over in pain? And I love being athletic. I love playing sports. I loved, you know, running marathons and doing boot camps. And my body hurt when I did those things, and my body hurt when it didn't. So I decided to just maybe find something different to do with my body. And that's when I found Pilates, and it absolutely changed my life. So since then, I've gone from, you know, corporate track career to I opened my own Pilates studio 10 years ago now. That expanded into 5 years ago, opening up an integrated health therapies clinic here in my hometown of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. That then propelled me into reaching out further to the world and launching my online Pilates studio last September. And as I've been working with women over the past 12 years with pelvic floor health and sensual health, it really frustrated me. And there were so many challenges, because when women have pelvic floor pain, or they pee a little bit when they cough or sneeze, or they've had a baby and now their friends tell them they're a lifetime member of the pee club, we've been told that the solutions are pads or vaginal suppositories, you know, or surgery eventually. And I'm like, no, these are muscles, ladies, they're muscles. So if you want strong muscles or muscles that function, you have to work them. So I started using just a basic ball with women and started, they would say to me, okay, what's going on? Like, now my back pain is starting to go away, or now my, you know, my hip pain. And guess what? I'm coughing and sneezing, or I just got over a cold and I haven't peed at all. What? And I was like, okay. So then I connected with a urogynecologist out of Reno, Nevada, Dr. Bruce Crawford, and he had the research. He showed that in over 90% of women, pelvic floor issues are fitness issues, not medical issues. And I was like, there it is. There's that magic little gem. And I ran with it and created this ball. It's a patented design. It works with the curves of a woman's body. And essentially what it does is any muscle in our body needs blood flow for it to flourish. If we want to get stronger or more flexible, we need muscles that are surrounded by blood flow. When we have poor posture from sitting all the time or standing, you know, awkwardly, when we are dehydrated, overcaffeinated, all of these factors take blood flow away from all of our muscles. And when we think about fitness, we don't think about our pelvic floor. We think about going for a walk or lifting weights or doing yoga, doing a spin class. But I wanted to bring attention to this area because it is like, it's like almost the keystone in the Roman arch. It impacts so much of our quality of life. And so we launched this little ball in April and are now reaching women literally all over the world, getting amazing, you know, feedback and results, changing lives. And I just feel like I'm right in my, what I was put on this earth here to do is help women regain their confidence, regain their sensuality, and just learn about their body in a different way.
That was amazing. That was like the most beautiful presentation I've heard in a long time. I mean, you went from the idea, the reason, all the way to market. But one of the things that I find sometimes is even when we have a problem ourselves or we're going through something, we don't necessarily take that initiative to create a business or to create a solution. We just know I have a back problem or I have digestive issues. Maybe I want to get it fixed, but to actually start a business, create a product, which, you know, we discussed manufacturing on yesterday's show, may not be very easy to do. How was that process like for you?
You know, it was probably like, it was over a year. That's how long it kind of took, and developing, you know, getting samples, you know, looking for a manufacturer, you know, going through the patent process with a lawyer. All of my businesses have been service-based. I've never done a product. And so it's a whole other world when you talk about, what do I need to protect this idea? What are the steps I have to go through? And I love to live my world with rose-colored glasses. And I would love to think I wouldn't need a patent or have to protect this product. But the reality is that is the reality in business, right? And so, you know, working on the designs, getting the samples, testing it out, not being quite right. And then, you know, figuring out how can we create this so that it's so much more than a ball. Because on my social media, sometimes I get a lot of, it's just a ball. And I'm like, no, it's actually not just a ball. The design is patented. But the other piece to this is that I've created a whole education series that goes along with it. So, you know, to know how much to fill it up, to know how long do you sit on it, to know what to do when you sit on it. I'm a firm believer in education is power. And when you know about your body, you have the ultimate power to get back. So many women feel like they're out of control, that their bodies are not theirs anymore. And their mind and their body get so disconnected. So as I was going through the production process, the physical product was part one. And yes, it's the necessary vehicle to create the blood flow when we sit on the ball and do our breathing. We need this. But the second part that's even what I feel is more important is the education, the why, the pelvic floor 101, so that you can really get the most out of your product. 3 minutes a day is all it takes. When you think, oh my gosh, 3 minutes, I can do that. But if you don't make this into a habit, which turns into a lifestyle, how many of us have fitness props and tools that collect dust and never see the light of day? I don't want that for this product. I want it to be something people throw into their backpack, you know, go when they travel, they have it in their suitcase, and it absolutely becomes just like how we brush our teeth daily. This needs to be part of our health and wellness.
A lot of wonderful information there. Now, I am going to come back to you, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Mr. Mark Bush from Kingdom Play, the first Black-owned and operated social media banking app. And so, Mark, how you doing?
Good morning.
Are you wondering if this is the wrong show to have joined us on?
Not at all. Actually, paradoxically.
We lost your video. We lost video.
Oh, you guys want to see, you want to see me?
Yes, okay. I got to see you. You got to show me who I'm talking to.
Here I am.
Yes.
Remember, I'm in transit, so
yes,
everyone, please
you.
Bear with me as I negotiate moving publicly. Interestingly, paradoxically, I was really encouraged by the previous candidate for your show, because I too am sort of a health transition person. I'm a 17-year cancer survivor, and I have anecdotally a similar story as to what has led me as an evangelist on that side of the world. So prostate cancer, which is very pervasive in African-American men.
Yes.
But nothing to be alarmed about, as she stated. It's brought me to where I am today, probably more healthy than the normal 60-year-old. So anyway, the name of the company is Kingdom Pay.
Kingdom Pay, I apologize. But
guess what? It's okay. You just promoted our other part of our company called Kingdom Play, which is a streaming business for movies, film, television. So I don't know where that came from in spirit, but we actually have a business model for Kingdom Play as well.
Okay.
But anyway, Kingdom Pay is, as you stated, a social mobile banking app with a little spin on it. We've added some culture and some spirit, and we're targeting, and we're not apologizing for targeting the Black and Brown community. It's for the underbanked and unbanked, but still for the sophisticated millennial or hipster who likes fintech products. So it's necessary. Currently, about 3% of African-American and minority money stay inside their community. 97% goes outside. We have an economic platform to ensure that some of that circulation stays around to help community services, churches, and even build businesses. So that was the nexus and the inspiration of Brandon and I putting this together.
Okay, so how do you ensure that it stays within the community?
Well, by using the product, we have different pings like marketplace, when you transfer money, and some of you may be familiar with Acorn. So
yes,
Acorn allows you to round up, cents up. We have what you call cause to fund. To fund, when you do a transaction, you actually can take your cents into that area and save it and donate or contribute or invest in a company, local service, business, church, what have you. Even as far as helping families or foster kids.
Okay, so it looks like we have Mr. Mark Bush. Okay, so he is in transit. So we may have him going in and out. I'm not sure. We have you, Mr. Bush. Okay, so we'll see if we can get Mr. Bush back. I want to go ahead and introduce.
Hello.
Hello.
Where did I cut off?
Somewhere around saving the people.
Okay. So what I was just still leveraging the conversation around how Kingdom Pay uses economics to help the community, the underbanked and the unbanked, by circulating the funds at least once or twice more without just spending. As soon as you get your check, you run downtown or you go online, and it never circulates. Most communities at least will walk down the street to the local merchant or buy whatever at least once or twice. We're just typically, our communities are not doing that. We're using technology to do that today. That's the really the beauty of Kingdom Pay. Yes, we're a for-profit company, but we like to consider ourselves conscious capitalists in what we're doing. And unfortunately, Brandon isn't on the phone, but the whole idea of Kingdom just represents us, all of us, the entire world, the diversity of the world. It doesn't matter where you're from, your religion.
Okay, so we're going
in and out.
Yes. So
sorry.
No. It's okay. You were here. You came through not only for us on the Roundtable Talk Show, but for your company, for your organization. And I always appreciate that. So, Mark, I don't know if you want to hold on or if you have.
I'm still here. Okay. I'll be here for a second since I did negotiate my time to be here. I'm hoping Brandon chimes in at some point as well. So I'm here.
I hope so as well. So I'm going to come right back to you, Mark. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. Sure. And you may recognize her because she has been on the Roundtable Talk Show. I just need to make her a co-host because she always joins me in each and every show. We have a different facet, a different aspect of what she does. And I think one of the most interesting things about our next guest is she's like a chameleon. She has the ability to just change herself and offer something new in each and every show. But she is a master profit attractor, Sue Wilhite. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. It's morning. It's Wednesday. Happy hump day. I'm going to get a stuffed camel one of these days just to have it for hump day.
I love your energy. I always love your energy.
I'm going to wake people up. It's the way to live.
Yes. I was rereading your bio. And one of the things that stood out to me is I never actually focused on your company or the name of your company, The Sweet Sound of Success. And you have thesweetsoundofsuccess.com. So how long have you had that? Because that to me would be like gone immediately.
Right. That was one of the most miraculous things is I came up with that, I think in 2014, when I was first exploring sound healing and the amazing things that can happen. And I wanted to roll that into the coaching and the uplifting of folks that I was doing already. And I said to somebody, you know, it's the sweet sound of success. I thought, oh, let me see if that domain is available. And it was. And it was like, bam, I'm buying that. and I bought a couple of related ones as well. So it was stunning to me that the Sweet Sound of Success was available. And, you know, now I've got it.
So what does that look like? What does that look like, Sue? What does that mean?
So the Sweet Sound of Success, I've been marketing myself as a business coach. And recently, during the pandemic, what I discovered is that I need to market myself as a coach with a side of sound healing or a sound healer with a side of coaching mm-hmm. because they really go together. The sound healing that I do removes old patterns that are brought on by negative beliefs, either taught or inherited, old traumas, PTSD. And I actually created a little video. I was inspired by a conversation with somebody where I said, it's like having cataracts. Mm-hmm. You've got influences on you that you don't know are covering up what you see. You've got these filters. And it's like having your keys out on the kitchen counter and frantically looking for them all over the place. And they're right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And until you can remove that the cataract, unless you can remove the filter that's in front of you, you can't see opportunities. You can't see relationships. You can't see what's available to you. You can't make those connections. And so the sound healing that I do removes those things from people, and it just gets rid of it layer by layer so that people can go out and have amazing opportunities. I've had people discover relationships. I've had people make business connections. Excuse me. I've had business people have spontaneous physical healing that
they came in for. Okay, so this is all as a direct result of the sound.
Yes.
Okay, so when you play the sound, do you put in a specific intention as far as what you want the person to happen, you know, that hears it?
Yes and no. The specific intention, generally speaking, people come in and they're feeling frustrated because they're blocked in some way. And if they've got something really important to work on, that is what the intention will be. Let's remove
let's work on my intention, because my focus is on my $1 trillion that I'm raising. Right. So let's focus on this. I need some sound gonna focus. You got a $1 trillion sound?
Yes, and it's a process.
Okay.
It's not a
I wish I could, like right here and now.
Sarifa, I will absolutely give you a session. There is no question. I'm sorry I didn't offer that to you earlier.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just curious. I don't even want a session.
Whatever it is that is blocking your attraction to that $1 trillion, we can get rid of that. We can scrape that away, whether it's from this lifetime, from your family's, you know, your inherited stuff about money. We can absolutely take those things away. And it really is miraculous, I've got to say. It's just,
we can't even get a demonstration or nothing.
We can't really do a proper demonstration, because there's things that I do in the session where I'm literally aligning your battery. I'm hooking your battery back up and making your connection straight, as it were. And then I'm going in with the tuning forks. And the tuning fork looks something like this. It's called a weighted fork. I call this particular style the Princess Leia style. and it's a weighted fork. It's got these weights on it. And let's see.
You explaining to me, Sue. I'm one of those kids. I gotta see, look, this is my cooch ball. I gotta play with it. I gotta feel it. I gotta have examples of how this gonna help me in my life.
Yeah.
The cooch ball.
So what this does is, this is set to a particular frequency. This is set to 144 hertz. And it's a very deep sound. I'll see if it comes through the microphone.
That sounds like money right there.
it should. And what I do is I use this in your electromagnetic field, because your electromagnetic field is kind of like a USB dongle that records all of your thoughts and emotions. It's where your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs live, is in your electromagnetic field. And there's a whole reason for it. It's your gut, your brain, and your heart are writing to that field all of the time. And the really strongly held thoughts, beliefs, and emotions get caught in there, and they distort everything that is in front of you. So you literally can't see what's right in front of you.
So Sarifa, let me chime in for a moment. You said we could. Now that you have a personal friend, associate, to help in that area. I don't know much about the outside, some of the other esoteric parts of it, but Rife sound and 420, 432, those are real sounds that I've actually used for prostate cancer. And it's very common. Yep. There are certain sounds that actually do work for certain healing modalities. Some of the fiduciary $1 trillion and other things I'm not so familiar with. However, I would encourage and admonish you to go to YouTube, start at the basic Google, go and start listening. And they actually have prosperity sounds and things to start with before Sue takes you to the next level. No, on the millennial anecdotally next level, you know, before she takes
I like
there.
That. I like
you can,
that.
And you, I'll, can start, I'll... you can start there.
I like that. I actually spend a lot of time on YouTube listening to different megahertz, and they're not about prosperity at all. They're not about finances. I only give people a hard time here because I'm trying to convince Sue to play some music or to do something so we can break up the show. You know what I mean? We need examples.
She did it.
Here we go. We'll do another one. These are regular tuning forks, and the combination of them reset your nervous system. They actually release nitric oxide from your bloodstream, from your cells, so that you're able to release stress response. So let me try this. So that's, all my animals are now running away. Humans like it, but my animals generally don't. Some animals really love it.
If you're going to play with it, Sharifa, you want to have headphones on.
Right.
Unencumbered, uninterrupted, pure, coming right into your, just a quiet place with headphones, and you can turn it up and you can modulate it to your energy. I mean, we're all just a bunch of,
right,
a ball of electricity anyway. Right. I know that from being a vegan before. Yeah. So that's kind of ties in. It's funny, your show has turned into this kind of health vibe. So, you know, I'm a tech guy, but I'm into all this stuff too. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. That's what people always try to define, like, what's going to happen? I have no idea. We just, wherever the conversation goes, people are chiming in. Thank you, Shalon Lee, for your comments. She says, claim it. Makita Smith is here. She says, I have tuning forks and crystal sound bowls as well.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about my girl Makita. She's got it all.
So just aren't portable. That's the problem.
Yes. So I want to come back to you, Sue, but I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, who has been so patient that I appreciate her patience with us this morning. But we were talking with Sue about profits and attracting them. And Lori Hamilton is the founder of Prosperity Productions. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so great hearing everybody's different points of view. And it's funny that we all have this sort of common thing. And I think that's really what I love about your show, Sharifa, is that we have, all of us always have so much in common. Let's focus on that. There's plenty to do with what we all agree on. So for me, my company was started because my dad died my freshman year in college, my first phone call. And my mom took all the money. That's a whole other story. So someone needed to get a job. Stay in school. And I ended up getting a job, Guardian Angel, who knows how that happened, doing interviews and EKGs with people in the projects of East LA for the UCLA Medical Center. And since I speak Spanish, it was in Spanish and English. And I met these wonderful gentlemen who grew up there and had enough money to stay in school, studied linguistics and studied modern British drama, which then led me to what I have now, which is Prosperity Productions, which is an insights and business transformation company that's all about, if you have a company over here and you have a person over here, it's sort of like you want to give them a gift. And have you ever had someone give you a gift and you're like, I know why you thought that was a good gift, versus when somebody really knows you and you're like, oh my God, you know me so much. So, and the thing is that whatever you do best, whether it's as a company or as an individual, you have almost no awareness of it because your brain doesn't have to pay attention to things that come easily to you. Like, have you ever met someone's like, I'm a people person? No, you're not. Or you're at a party and someone's like, I am hilarious. What's the chances they're hilarious? None. So what we do is we do market research where I go from the top Fortune 500 people to people in trailer parks to one project. The main point of information came from a guy who had more tattoos than he had teeth, but he knew what he was talking about. And we ask people to tell us stories. So since you like to have a case study, Sharifa, tell me a little story about a moment when you felt successful.
I don't have a moment. I feel successful every day, I think.
And what's give me a specific example of a thing you were doing or something that happened where you just felt successful. You know, not in terms of money, but just like you in your own heart and your soul felt successful.
I think it's doing the show because we just hit the 6 month mark and I had absolutely no idea what I was going to do after Long Beach City Council. And one of the first shows that I did, it was so awkward. It was so awkward. And I'm going to sum this up because I know you're making a point, Lori, but it was very awkward. And one of the reasons it was so awkward is because one of the ladies was talking about suicide and she was telling her story and she almost killed herself. And I was like, and let me introduce the next guest. And then in my mind, I was like, oh my God, that was like the most awkward transition, awkward segue. I didn't empathize with her. I didn't feel for her pain, but I stopped and I said, you know what? That was just really awkward. I apologize. I didn't acknowledge your pain. But then another guest stepped in and she was like, Sharifa, you know what? You know, she just started talking about how I had, you know, good intentions and how it was, you know, sometimes we do different things. And that guest used it as an opportunity to teach. And I said, and I was actually like, is this show going to work before that moment? And after that guest really stood up for me, for lack of a better term, I was like, you know what? This is a good thing. This is a great thing. And I was really proud of myself.
That's great because it tells us two stories, a time when you felt successful and a time when you didn't feel successful. So yes. You just told us a story and we all like, you know, characters in film and television better than they know themselves because we see them in real life. And there's just so much that's revealed. We've talked about this in terms of the health thing of your unconscious competence and things that are going on with your body that you're not awake to or aware to. So what you just told us is that what makes you feel successful is finding your own calm and being able to give yourself permission to be human, which gives everybody else permission to be human. And when you don't feel successful, it's when you've got this sort of, you know, when we don't breathe and we feel like we have to be a certain kind of way. And so what I see for you is if I were working with you, I would always lean into where's the messy truth? Where's the permission to be human? Where's the real story? Not the fake story, not the resume, the real story. Does that feel accurate to you?
That feels amazing. It feels not only accurate, but it's the essence of what I try to do in the show, because so many people send me their bios and I look at their degrees, I look at their certificates, but I care about the story. Can we ask Jaina the same question, Lori, if she has a moment? Because I would love to hear.
What makes you feel successful, Jaina?
So when I started getting feedback from women literally all over the world around how my product changed their life, or, you know, I'll have a mom, just an example, I got an email last week from a mom who got her ball and she's just, because the ball is actually co-branded. It's Cooch Ball and Gooch Ball for men, right? And we work with a lot of men post prostate cancer. So she shared her story with me on her email that she noticed such a difference in her body. You know, could her husband use it because he's just coming through his prostate cancer? And could her 14-year-old daughter also use it because she lives in a world where anxiety is so, it suffocates her little body. And she said, you know, at 14 years old, she's still wetting the bed and she has such a lack of confidence. As her mom, I need to give her a tool. And this tool is the Cooch Ball. And it was one of those moments where I was like, you never know the person you're going to reach out to. So in those moments, I feel successful.
Great. So thank you for sharing that. And by the way, I ordered one. Hope you don't mind. I was doing a little multitasking when we were online. I'm like, I need one of these now. So I went ahead and ordered while we were on the show. What I want to say to you is you shared in the beginning of your story, part of it was I wasn't heard, I wasn't believed. And I think a lot of us, whether you're a person of color or a woman or people who are alternately able, there's all different ways where our truth is just squashed and diminished. And then we wonder, is it our truth or is it not? And what I heard you say, and tell me if this sounds right to you, is that, you know, I remember being in a seminar where someone said, whatever you were deprived of often becomes your gift to give to the world. So what I heard in your success story is, I am giving people the gift of saying, yes, I hear you. Yes, this is an issue. And yes, you can do something about it without judgment. It's not you. You don't have a psychological issue. Yes, you're 14 and you're still wetting the bed. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a muscular issue. And giving that both a gift of being heard and the gift of being empowered without any judgment on top of it. Does that resonate with you?
You like put that in a little box and tied a little bow on top. Perfect synopsis.
Oh, well, thank you. Anyone want to go next?
Yes. Mark. Did we lose Mark? I'm like, Mark, I want to hear Mark's, his moment of success. Okay, well, we'll go over. Okay.
No, Mark, you haven't lost me.
Okay, Mark, what makes you, tell me a story about when you felt successful.
Well, you know, I know we were negotiating sound with me the first time. So, and Sharifa, you said you'd like to know the story. And since I think the young lady before me said some things that maybe I'm going to oversimplify, I'll come back on video real quick. I walk. it's really just human interests. I mean, what are the things we have in common? They're all basic. You know, we breathe, live on God's green earth. You know, we all bleed the same blood. Just the basic stuff. Why people convoluted and complicated. Beyond that, I, you know, being a little nappy headed boy from the projects, I'm that same guy, ladies. I'm that same guy that you see paraded across the news every day that they've painted a picture of that appears to be violent, anecdotally, this, that. No, I'm that person, except I had an opportunity to step over the line. I think that's important because here I am with you guys, same, can articulate every circumstance, but it's really true to privilege and opportunity. Now, this may get a little deeper than we've been, but I'd be remiss not to tell my story. Again, young man from the projects, academic scholarship to Boston University, self-taught technologist, always wanted to solve problems, creator, just love people, always, you know, been in a diverse mindset while I didn't come from that. And so, but I always wanted to disrupt and solve problems. So that's how Brandon and I, once again, integrated our social spiritual dynamic into how can we really solve an economic problem. Today, social solutions are cool, and we've always had these programs, and we've marched, and but we have a money situation, which is real and poignant to those circumstances that you see anecdotally why they're happening. They're all based around economics. So, you know, here I am, there I am, in your face, I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And we like to think that we're doing it lovingly from the paradigm of kingdom. All of us are part of the kingdom. We do have some answers. And again, while we're targeting the underbanked and the unbanked, we think that it's important for everyone on this phone to participate and be a part of that so that we can scale economics so that we don't feel like we're not included or, you know, I don't have the same educational opportunity. I don't have the opportunity to become a trillionaire, as Sharifa alluded to. And so when you have those feelings and emotions, like the young lady spoke about, if you can even bring yourself after fulfilling Maslowian laws, you know, like just eat, pay rent, just, you know, be able to take care of my family. After you get beyond that, now I can desire $1 trillion. Now I'm comfortable enough to wake up in the morning to not worry about those things. So I wanted to tie that into how I got here today, why my story is what it is, and why I still am, even after 6 decades on the planet, still have my passion for humanity. So that's what Kingdom Pay also represents.
That's great. That's beautiful. And you're talking about something I'm very familiar with. I actually, at one point, I was working for a bank that was started by people who were too conservative for the Puritans. Like they were literally kicked out of Plymouth Rock for being too hardcore. And I'm like, one of these people doesn't belong here. We did a lot of community banking and we did a lot of work. The you know, different aspects. And, you know, again, having worked in college in the projects, and I grew up outside of Berkeley, so I thought I was a little Miss Liberal. I was like, girl, you do not understand that somebody told you as a child that college was possible, and these children are being told they're going to not live until the age of 25. Think about what's possible for you just because somebody told you that different story. And what I see you
Amen.
Do- And most of us in the United States, I talk about this all the time, most people are between 8 and 15 years old in their understanding of money, because we have no education in this country about money. And what will happen is your Black friends will never let you go without a meal. Your white friends will never let you go without a job. But if you don't have skills and you don't even know how to ask the questions, you don't even know how to navigate this. So what happens is a lot of people feel very intimidated because banking people don't speak English a lot of times. They speak in, they think it's English, but it's jargon. You're like, do you have any questions? Yeah, all of the words you just said, I don't understand any of them. You know what I mean? So what I'm talking with you is you are, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get teary here. You're going, I went into the forest of this world of privilege and I got out a hacksaw and I carved my own way. And I found other people who were like, hey buddy, there's roads. And I didn't know there was roads. And so I want to go back to those people who are living in this forest of confusion or this forest of poverty or the story you tell yourself. You really can't change your life until you change the story you tell yourself about yourself. And so you're giving people, first of all, a different story. And you're also going, here's the road. And it's, you know, honestly, I hate to say it, people dumber than you went on this road. You do not have to be smart. You just have to follow the road. And you're giving them that sense of opportunity that I had as a white girl growing up outside Berkeley, that somebody said, this is what's possible for you. And by not only saying this is what's possible, these are the tools, you are giving to somebody else what you had to find and create for yourself. Does that feel right to you?
You're going to love Kingdom Pay Teach. So part of Kingdom Pay, let me parallel it to Greenlight. If you're familiar, again, I'm talking again a little geeky stuff for you guys. It's Greenlight is a Cash App for kids. That's just the best way to do it without going into the long story of why they created it. So Kingdom Pay Teach will target that 8 to 15 year old to teach it to them about financial literacy, transferring money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because the digital paradigm shift allows for that. So every time a function is done, let's say you have a 15-year-old, an 8-year-old, niece, nephew, cousin, aunt, daughter or whatever, and they have a Kingdom Pay Teach card that's tied into your card, it will allow you to be able to teach them something in the process. So that's a big thing for us, even though it's not part of the launch. It is the future. That's what's coming behind us. I think that we can save a whole decade or a whole generation of youth by, this is something that's not taught in schools or colleges or even certificate programs. But Kingdom Pay is going to make a real big effort to begin that paradigm shift technologically and socially. Right. So yeah, mm-hmm. But thank you for that supportive comment, but you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's even things like insurance. Like if you always get the cheapest insurance and then you have a tree fall on your house and your insurance doesn't cover it, this is how the wealth gap gets bigger, is because you don't have the education to know I need to have the insurance that's going to actually cover something. And when you don't have, who's got an extra $20,000? Not only what happens to your house, what happens to your family's financial goals? Your kid doesn't get to go to that extra school, or you don't get to get your implants for your teeth to get your job, or you don't get the nicer wheelchair to be able to do whatever you need to do. Whatever it may be, your financial goals just went back $20,000 if you don't have the right insurance.
Absolutely.
You know, little things like that
absolutely
that most people just have no.
I'm very cognizant. Very cognizant.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we expect, you know, 16 or 18 year olds to just know all the stuff fully formed from the living room floor. No speed. No problem. I mean, hello, there's nothing jar here, buddy. I gotta teach it.
You are so funny, Lori. I like that. What about Sue? We didn't ask Sue.
Oh, let's see. My success story. So for many years, I would say to people, I could sell a glass of water to a man coming out of the desert. My sales skills sucked. And just no way, do not put me in sales. Do not give me, you know, don't have me even make a presentation. Because because you know, I'll convince them to do the other thing, whatever it is, they're not going to get it. So fast forward a few years, and I ended up owning a bookstore. And I would sell books regularly, or the gift items that we had in the store, because somebody would come in and they'd say, you know, my life really sucks right now. And I go, oh, you know, this really cool video just came out. It's called The Secret. You've got to watch this. This is amazing. We have it playing here up at the register. You've got to get this video. This is amazing. Here's this and this and this and this. And people will be like, wow, that sounds really cool. And you're so enthusiastic about it. Here, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to buy this. Well, it wasn't just The Secret. It was, you know, $60 and $70 other items. And, you know, and pretty soon the first time that I made a sale that people handed me money for what it was that I had, let alone that I was selling other people's stuff. The first time somebody gave me money for my stuff, it was like a miracle. Oh my God, people are paying me money and you know, throwing money at me to do what it is that I could give them was like, whoa! When I do NLP exercises where I'm standing in the circle of success, that's the one that I get is when people are, you know, handing me their credit cards or whatever. It's like, here, have cash, do this.
Yeah. It sounds like what you're talking about is we have this weird thing where when someone asks us to talk about themselves, like, I'm really good in this kind of environment, but put me at a party and I'm like, does anyone need a pen? I'm pen girl. You know what I mean? Like, I have no ability to have, like, you know, I like peanut butter. Like, I'm just so awkward because I have to talk about myself. And what you're talking about is it sounds like you had a discovery about yourself that you've now turned into a business, which is, when we think about ourselves, you're like, what are these hands, you know, versus that the fuel of prosperity is enthusiasm. And what you're talking about is taking off the blocks of deservability. It's almost like if you imagine your aura has all these sticky notes on it of what other people have told you you are. You don't, you're this and you're that and you talk too much and you're all these things. And we buy into that versus just taking a little vacuum and just like getting rid of all that stuff and go, let me tell you what I love. When I interview people in any walk of life, the first question I always ask them is what makes you feel successful, not what makes you successful, because people do not work with companies and they don't work with products. People work with people. And the more you can connect to whatever that emotional currency, that thing that lights you up for no reason other than it just lights you up, the more successful you'll be. And the more you can take as a company what lights you up, you think, like, I remember working with a software company, big software company, and I talked to the head guy and he's like, well, what we do, and he rattled off all this jargon. I'm like, I don't understand any of that. And I talked to his customers and they're like, what this company does is deal with a medical exceptions. So people who deserve to have insurance and there's something wrong with their form, they get their money. I'm like, that's what you do. All this technology is like, it would be like having a carpenter say, well, what do? I have a hammer. No, you built a shelf. You did a thing that served a purpose. And so it sounds like what you're talking about, Sue, is you had your own experience of discovering enthusiasm trumps self-doubt every time. So how do we get rid of that? Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And a lot of my life, I was told that I was too enthusiastic, that I was too dramatic, and that I use my hands too much. And people who are deaf are going to get confused.
That's very helpful. And
that's crazy that I was told the same thing. People told me almost the same thing, because I'm too dramatic and I use my hands too much. But it doesn't bother me. That's just who I am. I love telling stories. I love sharing stories. I remember a friend of mine said to me once, she was like, Sharifa, you have the most exciting life. And I said, my life is no more exciting than anyone else's. It's just the way I tell it. Like, I love telling stories and sharing the little, like, I shared a story on social media about what happened to me this morning. I just love sharing my life, and people tend to be entertained by it, but it's dramatic to them.
Yeah. And I encourage all of you in your businesses to talk to the people who love you the most and ask them to tell you a story. If they were telling a friend or a colleague about you, not what your attributes are or your business skills, what story would they tell you to illustrate that? Because that's going to give you, if you can make your marketing for yourself as close as possible to what a super fan says about you to a friend, that's all there is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sue, what would you say to me about me to a friend?
Oh, Sharifa is, I tell people about you all the time. Sharifa is awesome. She is one of the best interviewers on the planet. She is so organized. She has it so together. And she has the gift of making people have amazing conversations and just facilitating that. So I tell people all the time, you need to be on Sharifa's show because it's going to showcase you in a way that a regular interview would never do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I received that. You know, I launched my first Blog Talk radio show in 2009. And people, I've had five or six different shows since then, all about business. And people always say, Sharifa, you're a great interviewer. And I'm like, but if you listen to me, I don't talk much. I just say, what do you think about that? What do you think about this? You know what I mean? But I listen and I pick up on key details that are very important to people. And I try to sit in someone's shoes. I got an email just yesterday from a guest who was on yesterday's show. And we started talking and we hadn't mentioned his book, but he didn't want to bring it up because he didn't want to make the conversation awkward, or he didn't want to sound like he was doing too much selfish, shameless self promotion. And so midway into the show, I was like, and you have a book. Let's talk about your book. Let's look, you know, and he sent me an email. He was so appreciative that I just took that time to go back to him and talk about the book. But isn't that what you came here for? You know what I mean? We all love to talk to each other and network and all of that. But at the end of the day, I help the most by helping you promote and do what you do. I have to download Mark's app soon too, so I can tell everybody about that.
So yes, it'll be available for download in about 2 weeks. Right now, you can sign up. I would really encourage everyone to sign up and ask their friends to sign up, because we're like typical startup. We just finished our first pre-seed round. We're going into the seed/A round, but we were successful with a pre-seed round of 150. But we've still got to pay our engineers and develop and market and all that. But we went very organic, very just whatever it takes, not taking salary, et cetera, staying lean. I'm not new to this space. So this is actually my second, if you want to say, big platform that I'm trying to do. So yeah, thank you for that. Yes, that's important to download the app. And it'll be available sometime between the 24th and the 1st of October. But right now, you can still follow us on Kingdom Pay Official, you know, sign up so that you can be updated as to when. And Sharifa, we're going to come back to you, and I'm sure Makita will, so that you can actually, we can use this platform to announce and say, download, you know, Kingdom Pay. We're actually going to probably do a launch event that we'll probably invite you to. So, okay.
I would love to attend your event. I would love to have you back on the show. In hearing what you just said, one of the things that occurred to me is I've always appreciated the guerrilla style marketing. You know, I built my first website in 1994, but what I'm most known for is probably my last company, which was Punch TV Studios, where we did a $6 million IPO. But we raised $6 million primarily through social media. You know what I mean?
And it was just the
word.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was just the word of mouth, spreading the word, because they heard of something that was Black owned. It was so unique. It, you know, but I always tell people, one of the things that I learned through that experience, and I was with that company from 2013 to 2018, is the PR aspect of it. Not just the marketing, but just what, like Lori was saying, and I think we all said all day, is the story. You know what I mean? People don't buy just product. People aren't just interested in services. But if you can tell them a story that moves their heart, they'll share that story for you. And absolutely. I don't know if I said it on today's show, I might have, but I always encourage people to be evangelists. And that's one of the things that I learned during that process as well, is you don't want to just put it out there. You want other people to be an evangelist for what you're doing. So they go out and tell other people how awesome and how amazing you and your product is.
And this is frankly I'm humbled and fortunate for timing. Again, this isn't my first rodeo in terms of launching a tech company. Mm-hmm. And again, transparently enduring the normal, you know, because I'm an African-American male, can I really pull this off? I'm in tech. I don't look like your typical hipster. But the thing that's helping me today is the fact that there is a social justice movement and there are some poignant things going on that is allowing and almost forcing people to really listen to the systemic part that, you know, maybe Mark's right because he is from the projects, but he is educated. So what's different here? You know, so those are really poignant for us and they speak volumes to some of our progress because 20 years ago, I launched the first one of the first MP3 companies in the world, and they said I was crazy. I mean, I was featured on CNN, Wall Street. I couldn't raise the money. No one believed. I walked into Microsoft's office, and they asked me, whose product was that? They said, who does that belong to? Uh-huh. Imagine that.
Wow,
I'm in a
wow.
Presentation. Uh-huh. And one of the senior guys says, now whose is that? They're like, who are you representing? It's yes. Mine. You know, it came from my brain. Okay. So, you know, again, those are just stories to note that one, there has been some progress, but two, and if you guys didn't read the article, it's available online. Makita wrote, it's awesome. My brother was George Floyd. He was beat to death in 1963 in a Chicago police station in 1963. Wow. So these things, you know, people don't want to hear this stuff, but this is what has moved me spiritually. And for a solution, not for complaining or not for excusing,
for solution,
but to definitely. Motivate and to move humanity forward.
Definitely.
That's why I tell the story.
I appreciate you for telling the story, and that's horrible that happened. I'm just so grateful that more and more people are having these conversations, which is why I host face-to-face talk show where we have the difficult conversations and we ask the hard questions, and that's every Wednesday at 10 a.m. I'm also going to Seattle. I'll be in Seattle for about a week during Constitution Week. And they're having a peace rally that they want me to speak at. So it's a lot going on, but there are more and more people having the conversation. So Mark, I definitely want to continue the conversation, have yes. you back on face-to-face.
And thanks for having me. I well. Enjoyed all of you. Thank you so much.
You are so
congratulations.
Don't leave, Mark. Mark, you trying to leave.
I love the help component. Well, if you're signing off, I'm just getting this in just in
I
case.
I know. When you,
Sue,
you,
I love trying, your energy.
I'm not even Mark.
Lori,
and I'm running my
thank
show.
You for anecdotally being a part of this process. You've all been great. You, Sharifa, this is an amazing platform.
Thank you. We've
got to get your numbers up, too. We want to get your numbers up. I'm telling everyone.
Thank you. Let's get our numbers up. I appreciate that. We are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and simply let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. So we have about 3 minutes, just brief takeaway from the show. And we're going to go ahead and give it back to you, Mark.
That was it. I think I preceded your, so yes, please, yeah, if nothing else, and hopefully this transcended, am I still there? Yeah, hopefully it transcended through me. The Kingdom Pay platform is an economic platform. However, we are a conscious capital company. It's important if you want to see some of the solutions around the things you're happening right now in America. What I am doing is purposely trying to contribute to the whole thing. This all grew out of COVID and the social justice movement. We just built this over the last 5 months. And Brandon and I were moved by what was going on to one, the digital aspect, because they first started saying, we're not gonna take cash. You know, so that kind of moved us into the fintech space, albeit I was already familiar with it. And then Brandon coming from he's a PK, if you guys don't know, my partner's a preacher's kid. His dad owns the Impact Network, which is the largest African-American cable network in the world. It's a Christian network. It's in about 100 million homes. So we just, again, married our synergies for humanity. But at the same time, we're entrepreneurs. So again, support Kingdom Pay. If you're supporting Kingdom Pay, you're supporting the world. Because Kingdom Pay, because Kingdom pays.
I love it. I love it. Sue, what do you have for us?
Well, Lori, I hope I can steal your visual about the sticky notes in everybody's aura, because that was brilliant. I love that. It's like, yes, that's exactly what's going on, is people have all of this stuff running around in their heads that say, you know, they can't do this because of one thing or another. And, you know, let's get rid of those sticky notes. Let's, what would it be like if everybody got rid of those limitations? What would it be like? I actually had somebody say, well, you can't have everybody doing everything that they want to do. That would be chaotic. It's like, no, it would be wonderful if everybody got to do what was their passion. Wow, what a world we would have. So do your passion, do what you love, do it.
I like that. Do what you love, do what your passion. I think there's a difference between doing everything you want and just living your passion. Because when right. someone says everybody doing what they want, it reminds me of one of my favorite movies, Bruce Almighty. Like, I'm a Bruce Almighty fan. I love it. And I still have examples in life. Different story. Jaina, what do you have for us?
Well, I just want to, you know, if I was, you know, talking to the audience, just understand that you're not alone. I mean, that's why this is called the Cooch Ball, okay? We came at it in a fun, sassy way to break the ice and start the conversation. You can check out, you know, my website, coochball.com. You can hear from women that have tried this product that probably are in very similar situations to what a lot of the audience is, but just don't feel alone. We want to use this platform to, you know, empower and inspire women and men to, you know, regain control and a little bit of education around their body and live their best life. I mean, it kind of sounds cliche, but that's really what I hope I can spread around the world.
I like that. I always say cliches are cliches cool. for a reason, because they're true. You know what I mean? That's, I think, all we all want is just to be able to live our best life. I know I'm living my best life. I enjoy what I do. Lori, go ahead and take us on out.
Yeah, well, first of all, I would encourage you to go to Prosperity Productions INC. Incorporated.com. We have newsletters. We have a business transformation checklist. There's a lot of free stuff, things like as a leader, how to take care of yourself, especially during COVID. I try to, you know, give back and give all the lessons that people have given to me. What I would say to the audience is two things. Think less about what you do and more about why you love it. If you are successful in what you are doing, how is the world a better place? You know what that is. So if you're talking about the world is a better place because people feel empowered and they have a solution and they have something they can do about something you care about, more people are going to gravitate towards you because of what you love. I love what I do because of this, and I have this bigger picture vision. And then while you're doing that bigger picture vision, I encourage you to ask yourself this question every day. What did I do today that only I could have done? Did you play with a little kid? Did you help a colleague understand something? Did you smile and wave at the bodega person like they're a human being, not just a person giving you coffee? You know, there's something, maybe you leaned on someone else's shoulder and gave them a chance to feel needed. There's something at the end of every day that only you could have done. And I encourage you to find that in yourself and others.
I think that's wonderful. I definitely agree. And this is why I do the Roundtable Talk Show, because only Sharifa Hardy can host this show. And I enjoy it. I want to thank all of you for being a guest on today's
Thanks episode. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Y'all just took over my show today. I also want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch the show live, as well as everyone who was watching in the archives. I definitely appreciate you, but don't just watch the show. Please don't just share the show. Support the show. Visit our guests. Share the show. And if you are interested in being a guest, or how I can assist you in your business, or maybe you're interested in tickets to my Power by Purpose 2-day empowerment teleconference, which is October 9th and 10th coming up, go ahead and get your tickets. Visit the website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.